USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A maskless Representative Chip Roy reacted angrily to a requirement that members must again wear masks while on the House floor.
We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Well, which is it, vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The Texas Republican says people are sick and tired of wearing masks and that Dr. Fauci needs to answer questions about the efficacy of vaccines and masks. A coalition of state attorneys general, led by New York's Letitia James, appealed the dismissal of their antitrust lawsuit against Facebook. In a notice filed on July 28th in federal court in the District of Columbia, attorneys general from 48 states and territories said they would appeal a June decision. This is USA Radio News.
They're calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax or you can switch. Also, find Newsmax for free on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's news they can trust.
Various government agencies already have announced demands for all their employees to be vaccinated, but the corporate world so far has been taking a more measured approach, even though most lawyers believe the mandates are illegal. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings.
Less than 10% of employers have said they intend to require all employees to be vaccinated, based on periodic surveys by the research firm Gartner. Border officers are releasing illegal immigrants who test positive for COVID-19 to a nonprofit organization, Texas authorities said this week. The immigrants were handed over to the Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, which arranged for their stay in a La Jolla, Texas hotel that it had rented out entirely, La Jolla police officials said. We did not know this. No one told the city of La Jolla. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Fibbies, help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Ron Popeil, the quintessential TV pitchman and inventor known to generations of viewers for hawking products, including the Vegematic, the Pocket Fisherman, Mr. Microphone, and the Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue, has died, his family said. Popeil died suddenly and peacefully at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He was 86. No cause of death was given. A possible new trial for an illegal immigrant convicted of murder in Iowa. Here's USA's Tim Berg with more.
Defense attorneys for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted of murdering Molly Tibbetts, argued earlier this week that their client deserves a new trial, citing evidence that they said ties her abduction and stabbing death to another man. Two new witnesses came forward independently of one another and told police that a local 21-year-old man, Gavin Jones, told them he had killed Tibbetts. Defense lawyers have requested a new trial based on that information. As far as if that will happen, defense attorney Johanna Spielborg tells Fox News,
evidence is only as credible as its source. So this newly discovered evidence is inherently incredible. Why? Because it's coming from a jailhouse snitch. From another jailhouse snitch. It's hearsay evidence, piled on hearsay evidence. And I don't think the judge is going to give it enough credibility to overturn what the jury already did here.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.